Mr. Blonde. Woo! Hi.
MVP, and who else is in the ring? There's Tron Cat.
Hi, Tron Cat.
Hi, J-Baby.
Hi, J-Baby.
Marty Clemens. Hi,
Marty. Oh.
Tuttles.
Oh, hi, Tuttles.
Quiet now. Don't wake up the little old man.
Oh, no, the little old man.
The little old man is still sleeping.
Get out of bed!
Hi, Ryan.
Hello, everybody.
Oh my gosh,
okay. Hello, everybody! Hello, Eric. How's it going?
Hi, Mr. Steele!
Hi, Dina Joe!
Hi, little old man! What's up, my friends?
Well, I'm Tuttles decided to change it up a little bit. It's not the old McTuttles anymore.
Tuttles is my name. Don't wear it out.
Oh, Pee-wee Herman.
Hello, Mr. Steels, Tuttles, Marty. Good to see you, Tron Cat. Mr. Blood. Good to see you, buddy. BP49, J-Baby, hello, Ryan.
Hopefully Jess Duck is on your way.
Yummy, yum, yum, I'm sure.
Well, and anniversary eve today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a fire truck going down the road.
Oh, I thought they were coming to get the old man.
I thought I heard sirens, too, but...
Mr. Blonde, I mean, I this like oftentimes that. Seems to be a pattern that a fire truck going on the road with the sirens, and then wait a few minutes later for it to come back, going the opposite direction. I don't know if there is truly an emergency going on of some kind.
Do you live by a hospital?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I am about 5 miles from a hospital, I think, because it would take about 15 minutes for me to get to the nearest hospital where I'm at. But when I lived at my old house, I was like under a mile from the county hospital. Yeah, where my family had lived the longest.
Wow. Welcome everybody to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric coming to you live from across the United States of America. All the way from Georgia, diagonally across the continental United States to Washington State, going back down to the peak of the triangle, to Little Colorado. We're coming to you with smiles on our faces and laughter in our hearts. What's going on out in the street today? All kinds of traffic, got traffic signs up, people diverting traffic. I don't know what's going on.
Hi, Raccoon Six. Good to see you.
Hey, Raccoon.
You're welcome, Doran.
Man, I let the music run completely out.
I'm Mr. A.
Mr. A.
Mr. A.
Mr. A. Mr. A. Trying to say that with authority.
Mr. A.
Yeah.
Mr. A. Oh, man, oh, man. So I decided last night after watching the Kraken lose again that I think they just decided they just want to get these games over with and go, you know, and be done with the season. We got another. We got two more games left. Two more losses left to watch. That's too bad. So I'm watching the game with Grammy. And they're playing the the Laker team, the Kings. They were playing the Kings last night, and the Kings had this goalie, and his name is Jonathan Quick. Jonathan Quick. I mean, this guy was, you know, the problem with it going into the playoffs. Everybody's playing, getting ready for the playoffs, except teams like the Kraken, who have no chance at all being in the playoffs, so they don't care. You know, so they're working really hard. It's like practice games for everybody else going into the playoff game. So this goalie is just this goalie's just unstoppable, man. I mean, it's like you just can't. This guy is everywhere, and I'm sitting there. We're watching the game. I'm going, man, this guy's unstoppable. Well, how come he's like he is? I mean, he's just all over the place, blocking shots and that. And Grammy looks at me and goes, "Well, he is Quick. A playoff his last name, Jonathan Quick." Way to go, Grammy. Way
she
to go.
She is so funny.
She is.
She got one on you.
And then they're skating around. They're all over the place. They're skating. Everybody's falling down. And I told Grammy, I go, what? I told Grammy again, I go, what the heck is going on? Why is everybody falling down? And she looks at me and she goes, well, they are on ice.
The dun dun.
Way to go, Grammy. Way to
Hi,
go.
Welcome back, Dorian.
She gets into it, man. She gets into hockey. She's yelling at everybody. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, our avalanche threw you a puck the other day, huh? Gave you a win?
Yeah, yeah. How that happened, I have no
clue.
I have no clue.
Aaron goes, how does the winningest team lose to the losingest team?
Goes, I have oh. no idea how that happened.
They wanted a break. Hi, Lou Rock.
No, nobody was more shocked than the Kraken fans.
They were like, what? The Avalanche just wanted to go out there and just skate.
Well, it's like yesterday.
Have a break.
After the game yesterday, the announcers were saying, well, they've got their, they got all their substitutes out there playing on the ice. And I'm going, oh, great. We got beat by their second team. You know, thanks for telling us. Yeah, the playoffs in hockey start on the 2nd, May 2nd. Man, that is just...
Hi, Moonshine Cajun.
That's just 5 days away. Where did April go, everybody? April is gone. This is the 28th. Good grief.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is it just me or are the months just clicking by?
They are.
I have no idea.
Life passes you by when you don't leave your house and don't do anything.
Oh, J-Baby says that Steve's birthday's May 7th.
That's my son. Oh my gosh, J-Baby. Now, how weird is that? You and I have the same birthday, and Steve and my firstborn son have the same birthday.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also the old man, too. He shares our birthday.
What? I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. You were talking, I wasn't paying attention. What?
That's so weird. That's strange.
Well, that just goes to show you that, see, we all have more things in common with each other than we don't.
Like Kevin Bacon.
And that's the stuff we need to focus on, is all the stuff we have in common, as opposed to the stuff the little minor things we don't have in common.
Ooh, I think so, Ryan.
Tron Cat, where do the Bruins stand? Well, I will tell you, my friend. Just let me pull it up here. The Bruins. Let's see.
I know, JB.
They are in seventh. They are in seventh in the Eastern Conference, so they are going to the playoffs. They are going to the playoffs. They're in the seventh seed. The seventh seed.
Yeah, so. Isn't there something about Kevin Bacon? Like everybody's connected to Kevin Bacon
Six degrees of Kevin Bacon something like that. Well, yeah. Did they make a movie out of that?
I thought so. I thought there was something like that.
And no, just because you like eating bacon doesn't make you part of that 6 degrees. What am I doing? I'm messing with my phone here. I'm gonna mess up here in a minute. Get out of there. I'm trying to get stuff set up.
Yeah, I never understood the whole Kevin Bacon thing, but I knew it had to do with people always coming. It always came about round in a circle, kind of.
Well, I just read a thing this morning that said that you are, I can't remember the exact number. It was either 4, 5, or 6 steps away from a famous person we are in our lives, you know. And I don't know how they figure that out. I really don't. I was reading this thing and it said, so
hi, SFF.
Let me see if I can find it. Let me find that question. What did they ask? Oh, I read a thing today. I shared it with Dina Joe earlier already. Weird Al's career has outlasted nearly every artist he's made fun of. He does something. Oh, Weird Al. And he's still doing it. He's still cranking out the things, you know. Somebody posted a thing saying, what is the one thing, excuse me, what is the one thing you have absolutely no concern about whatsoever? Somebody posted this, and they want everybody to answer. So I did. I answered it.
I said,
this post.
Of course
you did. Oh, jeez. Come on. Now you know that was funny, Dina Joe. Jeez, Louise. So I saw this thing, and you know, summer's right around the corner. If we could get the weather halfway decent here in the Pacific Northwest, good grief. I haven't been able to do anything out in the yard because it's been raining every day. Every day. Anyway, hold on a second here. I got to clear my throat.
Here we go.
There we go. Burger time. Hamburgers. That's the one thing about summer that everybody gets involved in. Burgers. You're grilling them. You're eating them. You're going to people's house and having them. I mean, you're just having a good time. Well, here are some burger hacks that you just need to try this year just to spice up your burger life. Stuff it with mac and cheese. This picture looks absolutely delicious. Don't be deterred by this seemingly outrageous creation. It might be a monster of a burger, but somehow the cheesy macaroni complements the ground beef burger in a surprisingly delicious way. It's a big old burger with macaroni and cheese stuffed in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm. God, that looks good. That really does.
Hi, Gina.
It talks about making a Thai burger, adding mushrooms to your burger, not using just beef, but using a combination of meats, like, maybe beef and lamb, I don't know, and pork, you know, making pork, a combo.
Grind them up.
Yeah, grind them up together.
Mix them up, get some ground ones and mix them up together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they're saying that, spice up your hamburgers that way. Try buffalo. Use buffalo instead of beef. Buffalo's okay. I've had it.
It's good. It's leaner. Isn't it better for you?
It's leaner. That's what I heard. Yeah. And to me, it had a beefy taste to it. You know, mm-hmm. It tastes okay. Make a frisky whiskey burger.
Frisky whiskey?
Frisky whiskey. Well, give your burgers a bowl with a sticky, tangy whiskey sauce.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
It gets poured on the end. Yeah, it gets poured all on right. at the end. It's both sweet and savory elements.
I was reading that. This, I'm like, why does this sound like I'm in deja vu? First it was the stuffed macaroni and cheese, then it was the different meats, and now it's the sauce. I know I read the same ad that whatever you're reading. I know I read it.
You probably did.
It seems way too familiar in my brain.
Well, you know, we do have that mental connection, Dina Jo.
I know. I mean,
you know,
we have the same ads popping up from Comcast.
I mean, if we were any closer mentally, we'd be knocking our noggins together.
We would be like, oh no, 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 John Gale.
Hey, John Gale.
Oreo spam burger. You and the old man can sit down in his backyard and cheers yourself your Oreo.
I've kind of gotten over the Oreo spam.
Oh, you're over it now. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm over it. I'd rather have a frisky whiskey burger. Let's see. Whoa, what's that? Oh, then you're going to have a lot of fun by making your burgers little, what do they call them? What are the little tiny burgers called?
Sliders.
Sliders. Make little slider burgers.
And use those Hawaiian.
Similar to the White Castle and Crystal Burgers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Those little burgers. And use Hawaiian rolls. Use those Hawaiian rolls for mm-hmm. that.
And now you find those everywhere. Everywhere you go, you can find the little slider rolls now. It's like Walmart's great for that. They have the different, mm-hmm. They don't have the Hawaiian ones, but they have the brioche slider rolls. And those are
yeah, I think, Eric, I think White Castle was like the first one to introduce those little burgers.
Oh, yes. And those yeast rolls like you'd get at the Golden Corral Buffet, those could make like for very good slider burger buns too.
Heck yeah, yeah, you know, super soft.
There's nothing wrong with the little with those slider things. You know, they're manageable.
You can eat five of them or six.
Oh,
of them.
Yeah, yeah. I remember when we were kids.
Not me, but seeing you.
I remember when we were kids, my mom would pile us all into the station wagon, and we would go to this burger place. I had no clue what it was when I was a kid. And she'd buy these things like 20 burgers for, you know, $5 and that kind of stuff. I mean, it was just a ton of little hamburgers at a real reasonable price. And we're just all munching on them. And the older I got, the more I started thinking about it. And the more I found out about White Castle, I was thinking, I bet that was a White Castle.
Yeah.
I bet we had a White Castle in Tucson. And that's what we did.
Invented in Wichita, Kansas in 1916 by Walter Anderson, who 5 years later founded White Castle. Sliders were at one time the prominent form of burgers on the planet. 1916.
Yeah, because they're quick and easy. Bam, bam. You know, I read somewhere too that maybe it was that guy, but
yeah,
his whole
they put those little holes in them. Is that why they put the little holes in them, John? I was trying to remember. There's like five holes, I thought, and I thought maybe it was for the steam.
It could be. He says, yep.
Oh, but okay.
Year did White Castle start?
Oh, they have like the five different holes, like in the square, the little square slider. If you take the bun off of it, there's five little holes.
Oh, I've seen those holes in the meat. Yes.
And that's for with the steam when they were making it. The steam would come out those little holes.
Well, it's funny. It's because when I was like 17, 18 years old, I went to work as a short order cook for a real brief time. And the guy was teaching me how to cook burgers on a grill. And he goes, this is what we do different here. He throws the burger on the grill, and then he takes the spatula and he just kind of lightly chops it diagonally, you know, puts like little crisscrosses on it. And that's what he was doing. Instead of putting holes, he was just kind of, you know, a little light, not chopped all the way through, but little chops. So the steam and all that made those burgers cook better. Uh-huh. Yeah. 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 It was a lot of fun. I don't know if it was the White Castle guy or what, but somebody, the reason they came up with burgers is because truck drivers were coming in and they wanted to get their meals and they wanted to be able to get a meal and get out and go and get back on the road. And they thought about putting the burger on the bun and handing it to them like that. Here, now you can eat this while you're driving. And I think it was a real simple thing. That's how hamburgers kind of got started. You know, it was a convenient food. So, you know, and I saw this thing in Vancouver the other day. The cops, the Vancouver Police Department puts out notices on Twitter, social media. And they said, watch, we're going to be watching for all you people that are distracted driving. So keep your phones off, put them away. And, they're talking to all the drivers about the electronic stuff. And somebody asked them the question about eating. And did you know that eating while you're driving is considered distractive driving? And you can get a ticket for that. You can get a ticket for that. You can get a ticket for wolfing down
or
a burger.
Putting
while
on your makeup. I've seen some crazy women doing that too. I'm like, really? Come on.
Well, I've never been caught doing that, but
you haven't been caught doing that, huh?
Yeah, I know. Best burgers, best pickles for a burger. Man, John, I'm telling you what, I've got to have a big dill pickle. I like a good dill.
I like to.
I say that, but then my brain goes, well, what about those milk and honey pickles? You know, those are kind of sweet bread and butter pickles. I'm sorry. BP.
Hi,
bread
Daddy
and butter.
Hasselhoff. How are you?
Have you had those, Dita Joe?
Yes, bread I don't and... care for them.
Really? You don't care
the
for those?
Only one, only pickles I like are dill. And they, pickles, I would totally try the garlic one. I'm trying to remember the name of the pickles that are my absolute favorite because they're crunchy and they are spicy. They put spicy. They put chilies in there.
Oh.
And I get it at Safeway. Oh my gosh, I wish I knew. I have to run downstairs and go look in the refrigerator. I swear.
Are they,
I
are
bought
they,
these pickles. Both of these boys in the house hated pickles. And I thought, oh, I'll have these pickles in here forever. Nope. They found out they tasted delicious and they're always gone. Always gone.
Well, you need to tell, you need to find out what that is. I was going to tell you to run down there real quick and do it, but that I didn't want you to hear. I didn't want to. I didn't want to hear you falling down the stairs.
Here we go. One step, two
step,
three
step. Oh, Tron Cat mentions his pickles need to be kosher.
Yeah. There we go. All right.
Are you really going down the stairs?
I am.
Oh my gosh! All right. Tina Joe's on the run.
She's in the refrigerator. All right. Where are they? Are they gone? No. Okay. There's mine. There's the cheap refrigerator. Let's see. They are Dietz and Watson. And they're hot and zesty pickle chips. Dietz and Watson. And I'll put it in the chat. Oh,
yeah, put it in the chat room.
I have to go upstairs and put it in the chat because
that's
I have
all right.
my.
Be careful. Don't fall.
Dietz
we don't
and
hear
Watson.
You... We don't want to hear you falling down the stairs. Hi, Carl. Yeah. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in. Hi, HPZMFNEW. Thanks for stopping in. Hit those follow buttons for us. We appreciate it. Moonshine Cajun was saying, Dina Joe, that you and Grammy should do a cooking with Dina Joe and Grammy on burgers.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be the next one then.
Yeah, so we're doing one in May. That could be a good one for either the end of May or into June. Yeah.
Watson.
I can note it. That'd be a good one, yeah. But as far as pickles, words. What was that, Eric?
A cookout edition of Cooking with Dina Joe and Grammy.
There we go. Whew.
Hey, so what about relish then? I mean, I like a good pickle. I like a good pickle. As a matter of fact, I don't want one or two pickles on my burger or whatever. I want a ton of pickles. I love pickles.
No, if I have those Dietz and Watson, I don't even put them on my stuff. I have a little pile of them on the side.
Oh, you eat them beside?
I have a whole bunch of them on the side or a little bowl. A little teeny, have a little, put them all in there.
I can't quite get into doing it that way because I want that pickle to be smothered in all the cheese and the mayonnaise and mustard and all that stuff. Use a big pickle as a sandwich bun.
I guess I just don't. I don't know. I don't like it to get all. I don't know. I like it on the. I'll take a bite of my hamburger and then I'll take a pickle and I'll eat a pickle, a little pickle chip.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. For some reason, I don't know. I don't like it on the sandwich.
Not me, man.
I'm weird that way.
And if I have my choice, I don't like buying the little pickle chips, you know, where it's with the little round pickle thing. I like the what they call the stackers. They're cut lengthwise. The pickles are cut lengthwise. I like those things.
I'm sorry, I didn't see you come in.
I like Vlastic. What is it? Is that the brand name? Vlastic? Vlastic? Vlastic brand.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Oh, with a V.
Yeah, V. Vlastic.
V L A something. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, there you go, you guys. Thank you.
Yep. I like those pickles. I like those pickles, man. And I like them on anything. I love them. I'd have never eaten a pickle by itself, Dina Joe. I was just thinking. I have never done it. I've never grabbed a dill pickle
just
and taken a bite
on
of it.
I've never done that. I've always had it with stuff.
But I love it in potato salad, macaroni salad. I love pickles. Pickles are the bomb. And I really like those little tiny, what are they called? Gherkins?
Gherkins?
Oh, yeah. I like gherkins, too. Yeah.
Those are weird.
John Gale.
They're not grown up.
John Gale. I know friends who drink the juice out of the jar.
It's good for you. It's supposed to be really good for cramping, for leg cramping.
Really?
Yes. Yes. You go to the health food store, I swear. You get, it's supposed to be really good for you. The fermentation in it and stuff. It's
all the.
Yeah. I love drinking Punisher. See, I drink a juice. See, Mama Mr. Bird Stills, Tracy. Mike Tampa Bay, Hi Punisher. Yeah, it's good for you. I'm pretty sure it's good for you. Right. I know it's good for cramps, for sure.
You know what I do with my pickle juice after I eat the pickles? I put eggs in it. I make pickled eggs. I make pickled eggs with that juice. Yeah.
It's a good probiotic.
Uh-huh.
Because it's fermented.
J-Baby says it's got
electric lights. See, that's what would be good for the cramping.
Hi, Asher.
Huh.
That is interesting.
It lowers blood sugar and cholesterol, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that something?
Lowers the risk of beta carotene. Oh, let's see. Lowers the risk of juices. Get in here. Open this up. They have vitamin A, vitamin K, potassium, phosphorus, that bolite, and that phosphorus stuff, cucumber pickles are a great source of anti, bye Ryan, have a great day.
Ryan, thanks for stopping by.
Hopefully he'll be here for tomorrow's big anniversary show.
Oh, get out there and grab some pickles. Have some pickles.
It says beta carotene. It has a lot of beta carotene in it. So it's in chronic conditions, including age-related vascular degeneration. Why can't I speak today? And type 2 diabetes, lowers the risk of heart disease. What else? Helps aid in weight loss.
Interesting.
All kinds of stuff.
Hey, man, Gabe, how you doing, buddy?
How you doing, old man? You all right?
Nah, I'm good. We're talking about pickles. You like pickles?
Pickle juice, in fact.
I'm not much of a pickle fan.
No.
But they're going good on a burger. I'll tell you that.
I took you for a pickle eater, man. I don't know. I just figured you ate pickles.
Oh, you got
pickles.
Nico.
I figured you ate pickles, Asha.
Mm-mm-mm. Nah, man, I'm not a pickle guy, to be fair. I was about to say to you, is today your anniversary for the show?
Tomorrow.
Welcome, Spanky.
Hi, Solid.
Jeez. Well, all right, then. I will come through tomorrow and say happy anniversary to you guys.
Okay.
All right, mate.
You're all right. See you later. Got the wrong day.
Hey, go ahead, get out there and try some. What was that?
No, but I've got the wrong day. But you know what they say: fools rush in and the smart man wait.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Fools rush in.
But the smart man wait.
Huh.
Okay. I leave you to ponder on that one.
Thank you.
Thanks, Frankie.
I'll speak to you tomorrow, man. Look after yourselves, yeah?
All right, mate. Thank you. Be careful out there driving around. Be safe, brother.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Man Cave sounds right there. Asha, our friend from across the pond. Good guy. Makes some great mixes. You can catch him on the cloud, Mixcloud. You can find him on the WESN. Once in a while, he'll go live on Podbeam with his music. Check him out. He's got some good tunes.
Mike put some really good information in there. Thank you, Mike, for doing that. It says researchers have conducted that frozen pickle juice popsicles eaten at mealtime may reduce blood sugar spikes. Pickle juice contains large amounts of lactobacillus. One of those probiotics. One of the several healthy gut bacterias, the bacterium in one of the probiotics, which is beneficial for your overall health. So, yeah, it's not all that fermented stuff, like they say kimchi and all, sauerkraut, things like that. Hi, Duchon. It's all good for you. It's really good for your gut.
Grammy was just reading something about the juice from sauerkraut the other day. Yeah, that's supposed to be good for you.
I'm sure. And, yeah.
she was like, oh, I don't know. And I go, heck, man, because I love sauerkraut. I do. I've been eating sauerkraut since I was a little kid, and I love it. And I worked with a guy who used to make his own sauerkraut. And I thought, wow, that would be awesome. He told me once how to do it, and I have since. I do not remember how to make my own sauerkraut, but I love sauerkraut. I love me a good sauerkraut. And the thing is if you buy it in the can, you know, I learned that you need to drain the sauerkraut out of that juice, you know, drain it out of the juice, and it doesn't make the sauerkraut so strong, crowdy. It doesn't make it so crowdy. But then Grammy was reading the other day that you save that juice because that juice is good for you. Yeah, it's got healing properties and all that, like pickle juice does. Interesting. Yeah, I love that stuff. Pickled juice. I do that like if she buys a big jar of sliced jalapenos, the pickled jalapenos in that. If we finish those off, I throw hard-boiled eggs in that and let them sit, you know. And, oh, man. We found a jar here not too long ago that was tucked way in the back of the refrigerator. It must have been sitting in there for a year. It was like, oh, my God, look at this. We forgot all about these. And we're looking at them. She goes, I don't know. What do you think? I go, crack it open. Let's try one. They were some of the best pickled eggs I've ever had. Oh, my gosh. They were so good.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Have you had pickled eggs, Dina Jo?
No.
I guess it would have to kind of be an acquired taste, but the longer they sit, you know, they get that juice flavor and all that stuff, and it's really good. As a matter of fact, when you bite it or cut the pickled egg, you can see how you can kind of judge how long it's been in there by the level of juice that has seeped into its, seeped into it, because you can see the edge, you can see how far it's gone into the meat of the egg, you know, and where you want it is you want it all the way into the yolk. I mean, that thing's got to sit there for like a century or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. I just want to say one thing with the pickled juice or some of that, a lot of that stuff, it's with the brine, it's high in salt. Yeah. So if you do have health problems where you have a lot of salt, then you need to be careful.
High in sodium.
Just be careful.
Yeah, because that's not good for hypertension. Is it hypertension? High blood pressure and that kind of stuff. Yeah. I don't care. I've never tried pickled watermelon. I've never even seen pickled watermelon.
Yeah.
Eggs soaked in Reaper juice, Spanky mentions. Not a good idea.
What kind of juice?
Reaper juice. But he says it's not a good idea.
I have no idea what that is.
He's being funny, guys.
Oh. Oh, well, here, by all means.
Carolina Reaper, John Gale mentions.
Yeah, I would not want any of that.
I guess Reaper
Carolina pepper. Reaper is sauce.
Sauce, right.
that barbecue sauce or hot sauce, Carolina Reaper? Oh, no.
That's one of the things on the burgers here. They're saying to spice up your burgers or to change things up is use ghost peppers. Make a ghost pepper burger. Chop it up and put it in the meat and do it. Oh, man, I bet you that's good. Ugh, I bet you that's hot.
And Gina says, take your water pill when you drink your pickle juice.
I got it. Yeah, no kidding.
But Moonshine says, don't fear the Reaper.
Don't fear the Reaper. It can't.
Moonshine.
It can't be, it can't be any worse than the Trinidad scorpions that me and Grammy planted last year. That Dina Jo, I sent one to her and she never did try it.
Oh, no, heck no.
Do you still have that pepper?
No.
He got rid of it, huh? I don't know if Grammy's got any more, because she diced a bunch of it up. I don't know if she's got it in a bag and she adds it to pepper stuff. Because, I mean, she made some stuff the other day. She goes, yeah, I spiced this up a little bit, you know, and I ate it. I mean, it was great. It tasted good, you know, real nice and spicy and hot, you know, and it was good. But then afterwards, my insides were acting like I'm going, does that have Trinidad peppers in it? Because they tore me up. I mean, they tore me up in a way that... You know, no other pepper ever did. It affected my stomach and my intestines and all that. I mean, they're good. I loved it. I ate it. But the way it's like 12 hours later, my body's going, no, you shouldn't be eating those things, you know, but I loved them. And I was having the same reaction. So I'm wondering if she's got them mixed in a thing. Yeah. And am I going to tell her not to use it again? Heck no. I love that stuff. A little discomfort that goes, it's all right. I don't care. I'll eat the Trinity peppers. Let's say, oh, they're telling you here that if you want to spice up your homemade burgers, copy In-N-Out Burgers. It would be great if you could have In-N-Out double animal style burger anytime you wanted. That's a thing?
Yes.
You can go to In-N-Out and get a double animal style burger?
Yes, that's probably good. On their secret
menu board. Thing. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you what, this picture looks good. Thanks to this spot on copycat recipe, you can. Oh, they tell you about it, but they don't tell you what the recipe is. Oh, that's not right. Hi, Dude Man Podcast. Good to see you, buddy. That's not right at all. Hey, thanks everybody coming into the podcast show. We really appreciate you coming in. Don't forget to join us tomorrow when we celebrate our little podcast is going to be 2 years old tomorrow. So come on in and help us join the fun and have a good time. And if you're new to the show, hit that follow button and give us a follow. Tomorrow I'm going to go over our 2 year stats. The numbers are mind boggling to me. But we're just a handful of followers shy on Podbeam of hitting 2100. And the last I looked on, because we have our podcast is on Twitter. And last I saw, we were too shy of 800 followers on Twitter.
Ooh. Wow.
I know.
Wowzer.
And a big thanks to that goes to Podcast Overlord.
Yes.
You can find them on Twitter, Podcast Overlord. They will help make your footprint larger on Twitter by designing and posting posts that are specifically to your podcast. So give them a check out, Podcast Overlord, and they will do wonderful things for you. It's you pay a little bit, but I'm telling you what, it's well worth the money. You will not pay as much as you think you will. Go to their website, Overlord Shop. OverlordShop.com/
Hi, HPZ, I'm helping you.
Store and see what they can do for you. Because they'll make your footprint larger, man. They get your name out there. They really do. And give them a check. Podcast Overlord.
So much too.
Yeah, they do a good job for us.
Thank you so much for your help.
Let's see. What other burgers do we have here? Oh, they're saying top with pumpkin spice. What?
What? No.
Now pumpkin spice fiends can take their obsession a step further with this legendary recipe. It calls for topping your burger with pumpkin spice. Now get out of here.
That's gone too far. You know, I could see maybe if it was maybe like pork or lamb or something like that, you know, some other type of meat besides beef, maybe, but on a, no, I just can't. Mm.
I don't know. Oh, they got one here called, I agree, Dushan. I agree. Nah, get
I know.
That pumpkin
sounds
spice
disgusting.
Out here. They got one here. They call a burger exactly. Witch, play on burger and sandwich, burger witch.
Okay.
And it says top it with it kind of looks like a Reuben. It looks like a Reuben sandwich, but with a cheeseburger on it.
Mm-hmm.
Canadian bacon, Swiss cheese, and sauerkraut. Oh, now that sounds good. Thinly sliced pastrami. You got your burger. You got your cheese. You put your thinly sliced pastrami, your Canadian bacon, your another thing of Swiss cheese and sauerkraut.
Hey, that guy. Welcome.
Hey, that guy's here. Hi, that guy. I'd eat that in a heartbeat. Yes, you did, Ray. Yes, you did. Put pumpkin spice
on
a burger.
Yeah.
Huh? You know, by the time the holidays are, but you know, by the time Christmas and all that's over, I've had it with pumpkin spice stuff. It's like, no.
I just can't. I have never been that pumpkin pie, pumpkin I've never, yeah, the pumpkin lattes back, and the pumpkin Frank. Drinks are always way too sweet. They're always way too sweet for me. So I've never, I just have never gotten into it. I do like pumpkin bread every now and then, but that's
well,
about
I love
it.
Pumpkin bread. I'll eat that anytime. It. Yeah, but mm-hmm. pumpkin spice, this, I mm-hmm. just, no.
Yeah,
no.
I agree.
I don't even eat pumpkin pies. Yeah, because if Grammy tells me, if Grammy says, hey, you want to, you know, well, she won't even offer to make me a pumpkin pie. We don't eat or make pumpkin pies in this house.
Oh, you do sweet potato.
We do sweet potato pies.
Yeah,
yes.
I don't care for either one.
Really?
Yeah. I would take a pumpkin pie over a sweet potato pie. But I don't like either one of them, really.
Oh, no,
I would take the pumpkin cheesecake over all three of them. As Ray said, she just put that in the chat. Now that I will take, because I made a pumpkin cheesecake in my Instapot a year ago.
Yeah.
Remember I posted it?
Yeah.
It was good.
I can't believe you.
Well, your Instapot cheesecake recipe is a fan favorite.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's on there somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know why I forgot that you don't like sweet potato. Yeah, sweet potato fries are good. Yeah.
Oh, I like sweet potato fries. I'll take
those. Well, see, isn't that interesting?
But
isn't
I just
that interesting?
Don't like them.
Do you like a sweet potato, like either like instead of regular mashed potatoes? Do you like sweet potatoes? No. You don't like a baked sweet potato?
No.
But you like sweet potato fries. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, because they're fried.
Well, yeah, it has to do with the way it's fried. Well, I'm not making fun of you or anything. I'm not making fun of you. I mean, I'm sure it's just the way it's prepared.
It's sweet potato fries. And it's taken me a lot because I got really sick after I ate something and then I ate sweet potato fries. So I got sick. So after you get sick on something you ate, it takes you a while to even
to get back to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How long it took me to eat a pastrami sandwich again. Oh my God, I had food poisoning. I just ate it, a year ago for the first time since junior
Ray.
High.
Ray says she don't like anything sweet potato.
See, I'm almost with you. I'll take the fries and maybe just a little bit. Yeah.
I'm a sweet potato fan. I don't get enough of it. Grammy doesn't make it all the time, but
What makes you sick?
I love sweet potatoes. I mean, I like it when
What makes you sick, Sean?
See you later, Moonshine. Hopefully you'll be here for the anniversary show tomorrow.
Bye, Moonshine.
Oh, bye, Moonshine Cajun. Thanks for stopping by, buddy. I just love sweet potato. Mm. Grammy will make it. She'll boil them up and then just make like mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, you know, mashed sweet potatoes with butter.
And they're healthy for you too. I know that.
They're
really good for you.
Hi, the only crazy lady.
Good to see you.
Man, you know, you really came close to getting hit with the horn, Dina Jo, on your bad mouth and sweet potatoes.
I never bad mouthed anything.
Well, you came close.
Oh, you guys aren't feeling good.
Who's not feeling good?
Mom Bear, Tracy, and Logan.
Uh-oh. What's going on? Get some pickles.
Oh, okay, dude. I gotcha. No.
Eat some pickles.
I don't know if it's the weather doing it to them or hopefully they don't have the virus either.
Damn. It's virus. Virus iris. Nah.
Rhyme and Simon.
Pickle tickle. Hey, put rum in your burger. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. It's not rum. It says rub. Rub your burger with coffee. Bet you never considered this one before. Adding a spiced coffee rub to your burger leads a deep, rich flavor as it gets encrusted on the meat. It might not give you a caffeine kick, but it will certainly awaken your taste buds. So give this super tasty recipe a try. Make it a
well. They put it on steaks.
Welcome back.
Yeah, they do a coffee rub.
Yeah, they do coffee rubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they would be good. Coffee pops up in all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I'd try it. You betcha, I'd try it. I love me some coffee. Matter of fact, I'm going to drink some right now. Oh, I'm my cup's almost empty. Oh, good grief.
Mm-mm-mm.
Mm-mm-mm. Ah, old man's coffee is Black Rifle Coffee. Yeah, you got that right, John. Black Rifle Coffee. Man. Well, that's some good stuff. So anyway, we need to get out there and get those burgers. It's burger season coming up on us, so we want to get out there and get some burgers going, you know. Do you like avocado on your burgers, Dina Jo?
Yes.
Oh, I do too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, avocado on burgers, that's really good. I mean, that I don't get to eat that very often.
Yeah, that is really good. Yeah. And do you like an egg?
Guacamole's. And I tried a fried egg on two hamburgers the other night with cheese, but I didn't put ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise on it.
What'd you think of it?
I mean, it was really good. I mean, I've seen like where places like Chili's and Applebee's would do hamburgers like with like a fried egg on it, and I would think, that looks good.
Now, was the egg yolk runny, Eric, or was it a hard cook?
I just made sure it was cooked enough, even if it was a little bit runny.
Welcome. Yeah, see, I don't like mine runny. Grammy, she loves her egg on the burger, but she likes to bite
it. Oh, Duchon likes that idea, too. Yeah,
she likes the fried. You know, I'm finding out, Eric and Dean and Joe, that fried eggs are good on almost anything.
MVP
I mean,
as well.
You know, you throw a fried egg on it. I've been seeing that on the cooking shows. They're always adding.
Oh, yeah, it's always on there.
Always adding eggs to stuff. It's mm-hmm. just interesting.
Yolk runny too, Mama Bear. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I do too. Oh my, look at the time. Are you ready?
I am.
It's time for Dina Jo to take control. Presenting Music History, sharing information on artists and their music. Here she is, Dina Jo! Woo! Buddy, I called today's show the Chicken Fried Thursday.
Yum. You talked about burgers.
All right, it's all yours there.
All right, pie. Thursday, April 28th. One wonders every 60s kid would know is what we are continuing to do today and tomorrow. So today, we're going to start with number one on the list is going to be the Hollywood Argyles with Ali Oop. Ali Oop is the song written and composed by Dallas Frazier in 1957. Hi, Shannon. The song was inspired by the V.T. Hamlin-created comic strip of the same name. The Hollywood Argyles, a short-lived studio band, recorded the song in the 60s. It reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and number three on the U.S. R&B charts. It also went to number 24 on the U.K. charts. Here's the Hollywood Argyles with Ali Oop.
There's a man in the funny hey, papers Punisher. We all know. Hey, Punisher, good to see you. He lives way
back a long time ago. I remember reading this comic.
You are old.
Yes, I am.
Well, this cat's name is Ali Oop.
Ali Oop. He got a chauffeur that's by the Hollywood Argyle. Oh, yeah. He was always getting himself in trouble.
Ali Oop.
Ali Oop.
All right. Well, moving on to another one of your favorites, I know, is Iron Butterfly with Inagata Da Vida. I saw the Boo Sister. Inagata Da Vida, derived from In the Garden of Eden, is a song written by Iron Butterfly. And is a song recorded by Iron Butterfly, written by band member Doug Ingles, released on 1968 album Inagata Da Vida. At slightly over 17 minutes long, it occupies the entire second side of the album. Inagata Da Vida was Iron Butterfly's only song to reach top 40, reaching number 30, while the album itself reached number 4 on the album's chart, sold over a million copies. An 8-minute, 20-second edited of this song was included on the soundtrack of the 1986 film Manhunter. In the 2009, it was named the 24th greatest hard rock song of all time by VH1. Here's Iron Butterfly with Inagata Da Vida.
The greatest rock song ever.
In a garden of freedom, don't you know that I love you? In a garden of freedom,
ever.
Don't you know that I'm home?
Space
is true.
Yes, that's what
oh,
I said.
Oh, won't you come with me? And I'll take my hand.
Hi, Linda.
Oh, won't you come with me?
Hi, Linda.
And I'll walk this line.
I got in a big old debate with my son when we were living in Arizona, and he was saying, he was talking about rock and roll songs, and I said, you don't even know what rock and roll is, man. You need to listen to Inagata Da Vida, Iron Butterfly. That's the greatest rock song ever. Oh, you don't know about rock music. Blah, 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 blah. So then he listened to it, and he comes back, and he goes, I listened to Inagata Da Vida. I go, yeah, what do you think? He goes, greatest rock song ever. But you know what? This thing is, like I said, 17 minutes long.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is the part right here. I mean, this is the part we all waited for right here when we're listening to this song right here. Oh yeah. We would crank our stereos. Mm. Well, we didn't have stereos when this song came out. We had high fives. Yeah, here we go, baby. Here you go. If you've never heard this song, you need to listen to it. The whole 17 minutes. Oh, yeah. All right. That goes on forever. Forever. It was a great song. Probably should have. I was thinking, Dina Jo, we probably should have had this the last song because I'd have played the whole 17. I'd have played the whole dang 17.
Good thing I made it number 2.
You know what? Oh, wait.
Okay. Let him.
Oh, yeah, I did listen to Moon Baby from Godsmack. But you know what? I would love to hear Godsmack do a cover of Inagata Da Vida. Yeah.
Well, why don't you ask them?
That would be awesome. Okay, I'm sorry, Dina Jo.
So
go ahead.
What's going on? Yeah, I thought this was me taking over the show.
I'm sorry. Wait, well, you had to play my most time favorite song. I mean, what did you expect?
Gee whiz. All right, number 3, Ernie K. Dole, Mother-in-Law is the song. In this 1961 song, Ernie K. Dole talks about the difficulties of life with a meddling mother-in-law. It snagged the number 1 spot on both the Billboard Hot 100 and the Billboard R&B charts. In 1994, K. Dole opened Mother-in-Law Lounge in New Orleans after his death in 2001. His wife, Antoinette, kept the music venue going. Though she died in 2009, the popular neighborhood club remains open to this day. Here is Ernie K. Dole with Mother-in-Law.
Mother-in-Law.
Oh, I remember this song.
Yeah. It's a fun song.
The worst person I know. Mother-in-law. Mother-in-law. How she worried me so.
Mother-in-law.
If she leave us alone, all we would have a happy home.
If she'd leave us alone, we'd have a happy home. A happy home. Mother-in-Law by Ernie K. Dole. That's a fun song.
That's funny. I remember growing up, and my mom would always have KRLA on the oldie station. Uh-huh. They would play music like that. So, yeah, I grew up listening to that.
That is a fun song, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, number four is the Knickerbockers with Lies. Lies is a song written by Lou Charles and Buddy Randall, performed by the Knickerbockers. This single was produced by Jerry Fuller. It reached number 20 on the U.S. pop charts in 1965. It was featured on their 1966 album, Lies, and is famous for often being mistaken for a Beatles track due to its similarity in their styles and harmony. Lies was also popular with other artists, as evidenced by many who went to record their own versions. Nancy Sinatra, Styx, Lena Ronstadt all added their special personal touch to the song that made the Knickerbockers famous even for only a fleeting moment. Here is the Knickerbockers with Lies.
Lies, lies.
Oh, yeah.
You're telling me that you'll be true.
Yeah, it does sound like the Beatles.
Lies, lies. That's all I ever get from you.
I always thought this was the Beatles.
Tears, tears.
This is Lies by the Knickerbockers. And the Knickerbockers went on to win several NBA championships.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
The New York Knicks. The New York Knicks. Knickerbockers. That's their real name, the New York Knickerbockers. Get it? Okay. All right. All right. Just trying to bring a little humor to the show, Dina Jo.
Oh, my word. He's not getting enough attention, people. Give him some attention in the chat. Let me move on with my list. Number five, the Lemon Peppers, Green Tambourine. Green Tambourine is a song written and composed by Paul Laika, who also produced it, and Shelley Pince. It was the biggest hit in the 60s. Ohio-based group, the Lemon Pipers, also went, I saw it and said the Lemon Peppers before. Lemon Pipers also went on the title track of their debut album, Green Tambourine. The song is one of the first psychedelic pop chart toppers and became a gold record. Re-released towards the end of 1967, it spent 13 weeks on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number one on February 3rd of 1968, and sold over a million copies. The record remained the top of the charts for 3 months. Here is the Lemon Pipers with Green Tambourine.
I love this song. I think this is the only rock song that actually has a tambourine solo in it. Thanks, Banky. Good to see you back, buddy.
See, I always wanted to be the girl playing the tambourine.
My green tambourine.
No, it sounds like a monkey's, though, doesn't it? It's the Lemon Pipers.
Nope, this isn't the monkey's. Green Tambourine by the Lemon Pipers.
Oh my gosh, HR popping stuff. I love it.
My green tambourine.
This is actually off their album, Green Tambourine, the best of the Lemon Pipers.
Dr. Demento, what was his favorite song, Tronk? What was the song that they always... Dr. Demento. Now it's going to drive me crazy. What is that one he's famous for? He'll put it on there. All right. Number seven is Barry McGuire, Eva Destruction. Eva Destruction is a protest song written by P.F. Sloan. in the mid 1964. Several artists have recorded it, but best known recorded by Barry McGuire. The song references social issues of its period, including Vietnam War, the draft, the threat of nuclear war, civil rights movement, turmoil in the Middle East, and American space program. Phew, American media helped popularize this song, using it as an example of everything that was wrong with youth at the time. Oh my gosh, listen to media. The media again. Due to its controversial lyrics, some American radio stations claiming it was an aid to the enemy in Vietnam banned the song. The song was also criticized by conservatives. It is also banned by some British radio stations. Here is Barry McGuire with Eve of Destruction.
You know you got a good song when everybody hates it.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
This is Barry McGuire, Eve of Destruction.
Don't you understand what I'm
Well, now that he's just depressed everybody. Thanks, Barry.
And the Dr. Demento song I couldn't think of is that dang Fishhead song. That's the one that was the one that I was thinking of. Is that's the Dr. Demento one that I sent you. Okay, number seven. Neapolitan, is it? What is that? Neapolitan 8? What is that symbol?
I don't know.
What is XIV? Is it 8?
It's 10 minus, I don't know. No, it's 8. It's 14. Napoleon 14 or 18.
Okay.
No, well, it's whichever. Napoleon it's 14 or
Napoleon 16. XIV for me right now. 14. Thank you, Ms. Stills. They're coming to take the old man away. Ha ha. They're coming to take you away. Ha ha. Is a 1966 novelty written and performed by Jerry Simmels, billed as Napoleon 14, and released on Warner Brothers Records. The lyrics appear to describe a man's mental anguish after breaking up with a woman. Hi, Jeremy. Good to see you. And his descent into madness leading to him being committed to the funny farm. Not the funny farm. I haven't heard that in forever. The song became an instant success in the United States, peaking at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 popular music singles chart in August 13th, number 1 on Cashbox 100 chart, and number 2 in Canada, reaching number 4 in the UK singles chart. Here is Napoleon 14 with "They're Coming to Take Me Away." Ha ha, hee hee, to the funny farm.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. Where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make
Napoleon 16, they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
You know you laughed, I heard you laugh.
You laughed. Oh, my word. Okay, lastly on our list today is the new vaudeville band with Winchester Cathedral. Winchester Cathedral is a song by the new vaudeville band and a British novelty group established by the song's composer, Jeff Stevens, and it was released in 1966. It reached number 1 in Canada on the RPM 100 National Singles chart and co-charted with Diana Roland's version and shortly thereafter the U.S. on the Billboard Hot 100. Here is the new vaudeville band with Winchester Cathedral.
Nothing says hippie more than this song.
Yeah, like...
This is really a well put together song, actually. It is a good song. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for checking in. We really appreciate it. Please check out Bob Joel's Pizzeria over on 4th Avenue, where you'll find the greatest pieces ever.
Hi, that guy.
This is like advertising music. I think they actually do sing in there someplace. I don't know. That's a good song. Summer of Love. This is off their Summer of Love album. Yeah. Winchester Cathedral. All right. Good job, Dita Joe. What a fun music segment today. That was excellent. Now, we're doing this again tomorrow, right?
Yes. Yes.
One hit wonder things tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow, and then Monday we're starting with songs that turn 25 in 2022.
When I saw that, I'm thinking, oh man, that's reaching way back. And then I stop and I go, no, that's the end of the
97.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it seems like forever ago.
It does. It does seem like forever.
25 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good times, though. Good times. Mm-hmm.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be. Brian is sending me all kinds of burger pictures. I mean, BP4. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to say your secret identity. BP49 is sending me all kinds of burger pictures. Yeah, baby. I tell you what.
Welcome back, Asha.
Welcome back, Asha.
Oh, yeah. Those look good. I don't know. What's that one? That one looks like a sweet roll, BP. It looks like a donut. It looks like a donut. Is he still in the thing? I'm sure he is.
He just, right there.
Yeah, it's a donut. It's a donut burger. You know, that donut dough, you know, the dough for donuts and that does make a great bun. It really does, you know.
That little sweet,
it does. It makes a good bun. You cut that donut in half and use it as a bun. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Maybe if you did 100 squats. Oh. Come on. You got to work that donut off.
I wonder if Scooter just did a
Homer Simpson.
I guess.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, you're killing me. You're killing me, Dina Joe.
Wow.
That donut dough. Yeah, really.
Bye, Mr. Steele. Oh, have a good day. Man. Thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, Mr. Steele, thanks for coming in. Hey, come in tomorrow. Join us tomorrow for our 2-year anniversary, the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Joe and Eric. Become toddlers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much.
We will be toddlers.
Tomorrow we'll also be wishing Ralph and Shannon some birthday cheer.
Yes.
Since Shannon has a birthday tomorrow and Ralph has a birthday Saturday. But since we're not here on Saturday, Ralph's got to come in tomorrow.
All right. Hey, and for those that remember and know my son from his podcast, tomorrow is his birthday too.
Oh, happy birthday.
Tomorrow's Big Rich's birthday. Yeah. Let's see. He's going to be 46. 46, I think. Yeah. Yeah. All our little kids are old.
I know. I was thinking about that. You know, I was putting together something for my son to send him for his birthday. And I was like, dang, gosh, I was 26 years old, you know, when I had him. Crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
So what was that picture you sent me? Now, was that you? That's you in that picture, Dina Jo?
The Halloween picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were, and you were dressed as, I can't remember, like a clown or something?
A clown hobo. Yeah, that's
A hobo clown.
Yeah, we were we always used to talk about how our moms, you know, would just do whatever they could do. I mean, to dress,
yeah, they
dress
us up with whatever they had around the house. Exactly. Exactly. Oh no, that's a pretty cute. You kind of look like the Joker in that picture.
Oh, that's scary.
The clown, the clown with the veil over your head and all that stuff. That's a cute picture. Yeah, because our what was with our parents dressing us up as hobos? Because I remember.
Yeah,
I was gonna say my mom used to dress me up as a hobo.
Hi, Crystal. You know?
Yeah. What was that? They tried to kill us on the playground with those death traps that they call jungle gyms, and then they dressed us up as homeless people. What? Yeah. What were they trying to tell us? No, that's a cute picture, though. I love looking at
it
old
was
pictures.
Yeah, it was totally the cheap. That was what, and then it was before the costumes that were just that plastic mask that stuck to your face with that little strap that went. Then all of a sudden, those became popular, and we never had, you know, the homemade ones anymore. We had,
well, that looks ones. Like it looks like it may have been like maybe an old dress of hers or something.
No, well, she would go to the Goodwill.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And get stuff. Yeah. Yep. I was like a hobo bride. Yeah. I don't know
it looks
why.
Like it's that. It looks kind of scary. I mean, yeah, it's Halloween. It looks scary.
She's got white all over the face. Yeah, it's crazy.
Are you wearing glasses? Do you got glasses on? No, you don't have glasses
on.
No. I can't blow the picture up on my computer. If it was on my phone, I could blow it up. But and then there's a shadow. There's a shadow. That must be maybe your whoever took the picture. The shadow on the side of the house. Yeah. The things our parents did to us for entertainment. Any shoulder pads? No shoulder pads in this one.
No, I'm surprised he isn't making it up, because you've seen that other picture. I'm shoulder. I have nothing on my shoulders. My shoulders are bare, and he thinks I'm wearing shoulder pads. It's like, oh, really? I know my hair was high. It was the 80s, but my poor little shoulders, leave them alone.
That was so hilarious, because I could have swore you were wearing something with shoulder pads. Nope. And you go, no, I don't even have anything over my shoulders in that picture. And I go, no. And I had to dig it back up. I digged it up and went, oh my. She don't. Natural big shoulders. Yeah. A natural linebacker for the LA Rams.
No, but you know, it's funny that you should say that. There is a picture of me in that box of pictures that I was going through. Uh-huh. And I am next to one of the LA Rams, and I look like a midget, and I'm tall.
Really?
You know, I'm very tall. Yeah, and my mom has it on the back. I'll have to look at it again. I think it, because one of my brothers had some doctor that he went to, and it was across from where the Rams practiced.
Right.
The Rams. That's where Joe Namath was on the Rams, wasn't he? In the older days?
No. Joe Namath wasn't on the Rams. He was on the New York Jets.
Well, who am I thinking of? Joe Namath. I swear, olden days?
Who was in the Rams quarterback? I don't remember.
That's
but it wasn't Joe Namath.
Was with, but I swear my mom would tell me that, oh, Joe Namath, we're going to go see Joe Namath practice while your brother's over there. But that's the guy I'm with is, I think his name Kevin something. She had it
well,
on the
maybe
back
your
the
mom
picture.
Thought Joe Namath was with the Rams. I don't
she
know.
Probably did.
Is he in a jersey? Is the guy in the picture in a jersey?
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
Roman Gabriel? D-Mac saying Roman Gabriel. I don't know. I'd have to see. Does the jersey have a number on it?
I'm saying I wasn't with Joe Namath. She would always tell us we're going to go see him practice. The guy I was with was, I don't know, some Kevin guy. Somebody, it wasn't anybody, you know. Maybe he was.
He had to be.
Oh,
I don't know.
Hey, okay now. Mm-hmm. When Joe Namath played for the Los Angeles Rams.
No. Get out of here.
I'm going to put you in your place if we don't have enough time.
When did he play for the Rams?
Joe Namath, 43 years ago, a pair of 12 separated a decade, decisions 20 year old, blah, 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 baby. I'm trying to read where it says. 12 seasons with the New York Jets. Namath had put an AFL on the football map twice. First, he was signed on the most lucrative contract in the game history. Blah, blah, blah. Coming out of Alabama. Underdogs in Baltimore. Why do you it tells me right on the first, you know, the headline, say it.
Oh, look at that. We're out of time.
Oh.
Oh.
Don't worry. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Sorry.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. We're run out of time.
He's going to try to tell me, you guys. See, John, is in 1997. That's when he played for them, yeah? He was, and he's telling me no.
Sorry, we're out of time. We'll have to maybe pick this up some other day.
Oh, I'm gonna pick by now when it was.
Jeremy's saying 1973.
See, I told you. Don't you tell me I'm not. There you go.
I tried to get out of this, but I couldn't.
Welcome back, Tom Kent.
I should have muted you. Is what I should have done.
You're welcome.
No, that's thanks, something God. I didn't know.
See?
That.
Yeah, for one year. Right. See? Thanks, all Jeremy.
Right. All right.
All right, Mom, you aren't crazy.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We had a blast. We hope you did, too. We had a lot of fun. Eric, you got some shows that are going to be on later you want to plug?
Well, we know Milk Dog and Jeff Moore and a couple other friends are coming up this afternoon. Hopefully... You know, we'll have Michael Key doing his Thursday edition of Real Conservative Talk this evening. And also, if you want some comedy and music this evening, you've got the Low Starings and Pours with El Carpe in the gang. And be on lookout for other friends, like whether it's like Crazy Train or T-Gun or Outside of Normal, doing impromptu shows later. And also be on lookout for Rhett Ralph to be back tomorrow morning. And tomorrow's a really big day for us. It's the second anniversary episode of the Beans and Weenie show. The Old Man's Podcast. My bad. But not to worry. The Beans and Weenie show will be back tomorrow night for their Friday edition, along with This Swap Doesn't Lie. I know my mind tends to race, like having to memorize all these shows.
Oh, I know.
That's why you're a perfect fit on this show, Eric.
But of course, plug your podcast Friday in the chat here at the show, and then. Of course, the birthday cheer for Rich and for Shannon and for Ralph.
Yeah,
you know, and so tune much in, more.
Yeah, tune in tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow for our 2-year anniversary. We just can't believe we have been doing this for 2 years. I mean, the time has just been times went by really fast, and we've had a lot of good times, and a lot of good laughs.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Oh yes, and You know, and if any other friends are listening to this that we've not seen and heard from in forever, like shout outs to Roxanne and to Crax and to Ollie Harris. If they're listening to this, you know that we're definitely thinking about you and that all is well, and hopefully y'all might come back to see us.
Right. And now a final word from Dina Jo. I just couldn't think of something funny to say about you, Dina Jo. From our own little Google. Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. We appreciate you guys so very much. Thanks for coming in and being part of our show. I hope to see you guys tomorrow. Love you guys. Bye.
The lovely Dina Jo from Colorado. Yep, we've been goofing off like this for 2 years tomorrow. Be sure to tune in for the show. We're going to have a lot of fun goofing off. Just have a great day, everybody. Man, our music's done. It's out of here. We're over. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Hit that follow button.
You.
Tell your friends
you
and family to check us out and hit the follow buttons, too. Bye. We're out of here. Bye.
See you next time.
Later, Gators.